Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hi, and Dan, welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will do some readings, then I will turn my attention to the outline for the hour. The Word of God declares the work of God. John 6:29, Psalm 46:8, Psalm 111:2, Ecclesiastes 7:13, Job 37:14, Psalm 33:15, Galatians 3:11. The Word says, this is the work of God. Come, behold the works of the Lord, Tommy of Heart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy of Heart. He, the Lord, Tommy of Heart, considers all their, the Gentiles, works. It is evident. These are the works of God. The promise of his, God's coming. The Gentiles' official call and promises for God. God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The call, the promises, and God's answer. The Gentiles' covenant. All things define God. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. The Gentiles' official statement of confession. The Gentiles' curse against black people. The law for the people. Judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy of Heart. The commandment of God. Witness statement. And message to the President and Congress of the United States of America. So Psalm 118, verse 23. The Gentiles have borne witness to the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saying, this, the work of Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord's doing. It is remarkable. It is marvelous in our eyes. And that statement has reference to the titles of the works which I just read. I will read now at this time the promise of his, God's coming. Herein lies the answer to the question, 2 Peter 3:4, where is the promise of his, God's coming? John 12:16, these things are written about the Lord God coming on heart. Genesis 50:24, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50:25, God will surely visit you, the people. Genesis 48:21, God shall be with you. Isaiah 35:4, your God will come. He will come and save you. Psalm 50:3, our God shall come and shall not keep the silence. Isaiah 40:10, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Zechariah 14:5 and Zechariah 14:9, the Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Isaiah 66:15, behold, the Lord will come. Zechariah 14:1, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. Exodus 18:19, God shall be with thee. Now, those statements have been fulfilled in Tommy L. Hart. That's a thing to remember. He who was promised to come in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, has come, and he is the present speaker. You can mark all those statements as being fulfilled. I am here with the people, Gentiles included. The Lord God has indeed come. Listen to the Gentiles' official call and promises for God. Acts 17:23, Psalm 119:145, Job 37:6, John 1:22, Judges 13:17, John 1:38, Jonah 1:8, Judges 13:12, Judges 9:10, Isaiah 3:6, Psalm 9:10. Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Judges 9:12, Genesis 44:10, Ecclesiastes 1:13, Exodus 4:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Matthew 6:13, Jeremiah 8:10, 1 Peter 2:15. Hosea 14:2, Nehemiah 5:12, Job 11:18, and I'm making a correction here as I go. 1 Samuel 23:27, Judges 9:14. Listen to the unknown God. Hear me, O Lord. Be thou on the earth. Who art thou? What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? And of what people art thou? Now let thy words come to pass or occur, exist. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles' ruler. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Ye shall be blameless. Seek and search out all things. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Deliver us from evil, from the all of the Christian ministers, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. In that statement, you have the call intended to be received by God, and you have the promises made to God by the Gentiles. And as you know, God has indeed come. God is on the earth with men. The statement there that says, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass or exist, we may or shall do thee honor. God has made known his name. His name is Tommy L. Hart. God's judgments do exist. I have read them on this program several times. And in that statement, that official, the Gentiles' official call and promises for God, the statement there occurs three times. That statement is, come thou and reign over us. So the purpose of God's coming is clear. It's clearly set in the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God. And silencing the ignorance of foolish men, one of the things they ask God to do. God has attended to that and made provision for that. Study the archives. God has abolished the Christian religion. God has abolished religion. God has indeed answered the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God. God has answered the call of men. God has hearkened to the voice of men. Let me just read some of the promises, if not all of them. Recap on the promises here. We will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. Those are promises the Gentiles have made to God. I say at this time, in the Bible, God does not speak. God did not write the Bible. The Bible is written by men. And in the Bible, men talk to God, as is evident in the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God. And in the Bible, men have made promises to God. In the Bible itself, God does not speak. Yes, you'll see statements saying the Lord said this and all, but men wrote those things. God did not write them. We need to understand that. God did not inspire men to write those things. Men wrote those things. People must take responsibility for that which they do themselves, just as God should take responsibility for the things he does. So, remember, in the Bible, God does not speak at all. The Bible is written by men. And in the Bible, men speak to God. In the Bible, men speak to men. And in the Bible, men make promises to God. And those promises that they have made to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the Gentiles have the obligation of fulfilling each and every one of the promises made in the Bible to God by the Gentiles, by the people. Let's see here. What is next? God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The word of God, 2 Samuel 7:8 and Genesis 41:40, commands the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to be ruler over my people, the Gentiles. Thou shalt be over my people, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. The word speaking to the word of God speaking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Telling Tommy L. Hart that he shall be ruler over my people, the Gentiles. And he shall be over the Gentiles, and according to thy word shall all the Gentiles be ruled. And all the people living in any of the lands of the Gentiles. Question, Romans 11:4, what saith the answer of God? What has God answered? God's answer to the call, Genesis 44:21, Genesis 46:2, Acts 20:35, 1 Timothy 2:3, Ezekiel 20:33. And thou, God, said to thy servants, the Gentiles. This is God's response to the Gentiles' call and promises made to him. God's response, here am I. I have showed you all things. This, the things constituting the call, the promises, and the covenant, is good and acceptable in the sight of God. I will rule over you. Confirmation, Psalm 99:8. Thou, O Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart, answered us, the Gentiles, the people. God has answered the people's call and promises. God has answered the call. God has come. And God is expecting the Gentiles, the people, to do that which they have promised him. They have that obligation to fulfill. Now, I have read all things before. We know that all things define God. And since I intend to speak on all things, I will read, if not all of them, I will read some of all things. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart. Significance of all things. Zechariah 8:23. God is with you, the people, Gentiles included. The things spoken in Revelation 21:3, he, God, will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, has come to pass. Now remember, in the call intended to be received by God, the Gentiles have said they have promised to serve God. We will serve thee. The Gentiles have made themselves servants to God, servants of God, servants belonging to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 44:22, 1 Corinthians 14:40. We said to my Lord, Tommy L. Hart, let all things be done decently and The Gentiles' response to all things, Hosea 8:2, our God, Lord, Tommy, our heart, we, the Gentiles, know thee. All things define God. All things identify the person that is God. Genesis 44:20, John 18:35, we said to my Lord, Tommy, our heart, what hast thou done? Genesis 44:21, Mark 10:20, 1 Corinthians 14:40, our Lord, Tommy, our heart, said to his servants, the Gentiles, I have observed or fulfilled all things written below. I have done all things decently and in order. The word of God announces all things. Romans 14:20, Jeremiah 22:29, Joshua 3:10. All things below are pure. O earth, 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 hear the word coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. All things. I will read some of them. Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart, of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It is truth. Job 12:22. He discovers deep things contained in the AVB. It is done. Job 28:11. He brings forth things hid in the AVB. It is done. And the he here, of course, is Tommy L. Hart. Things he has done. Daniel 2:22. He reveals the deep and secret things. It is done. Daniel 2:29. He that reveals secrets maketh known to thee, the people, what shall come to pass. It is done. Isaiah 40:1. He brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. It is done. Isaiah 30:18. The Lord is a God of judgment. It is truth. John 14:26. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the word of God, have said to you. It is done. John 16:13. He will show you things to come. It is done. Job 37:4. His voice is heard. It is truth. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. It is done. Those are some of the things listed under all things. Those things Tommy L. Hart has done. All things define God. All things say there's scripture that says all things work together for good. All things working together for good identifies God as being the person Tommy L. Hart. Now, all things cannot lie. See? All things say Tommy L. Hart is God. That is definitive. So that's a reading from all things. Now, I do want to read this, the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. Let me give the references. Joel 3:9, Matthew 11:15, 2 Samuel 22:47, John 1:45, Ezekiel 7:10, Matthew 1:23, Acts 23:9, Exodus 9:27, 1 John 5:14, Daniel 9:14, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, Deuteronomy 6:25, Judges 13:23, Hebrews 2:8, John 6:22, Hebrews 12:9 and 28, 2 Corinthians 5:1, Acts 10:39, Mark 7:37, Psalm 100:5, Psalm 99:9, John 19:7, Jeremiah 8:8, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Hebrews 10:39, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9. 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Psalm 98:1, Psalm 34:3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Psalm 118:24. 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Psalm 27, Jeremiah 44:25, Isaiah 40:8. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Now, to get an understanding, as said, this is the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. You want to know what the Gentiles think? And you need to know. You need to know what they have written in the Bible. Here it is. Here it is. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. In that statement, the Gentiles say, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord liveth. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, the Lord, Tommy of heart. Behold, the day of God. Behold, it is come. God is with us. Let us not fight against God. The Lord, Tommy of heart, is righteous. He hears us. The Lord, our God, Tommy of heart, is righteous in all his works which he doeth. The Lord, Tommy of heart, hath brought forth our, the Gentiles, righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tommy of heart. I hit the wrong thing, and I've got to go back to my place again. Here we go. Let's see here. Okay. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tommy of heart, as he hath commanded us. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, the Gentiles go on, he would not have showed us all things. We see all things. This all things is the work of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which have corrupted us, and we gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to God and live? The Gentiles go on saying, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We the Gentiles have an eternal building. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord God, Tommy of heart, did. He hath done all things well, expertly. The Lord, Tommy of heart, is good. The Lord, our God, Tommy of heart, is holy. We, the Gentiles, have a law from our God. The law of the Lord is with us. The law of our God is holy and just and good. God, Tommy of heart, is the Lord who has showed us light. His law is the light. Be not deceived. God, our Lord, Tommy of heart, is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Gentiles continue. We are not of them who draw back. Let us now fear the Lord, our God, Tommy of heart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever and ever. We shall do or perform all the words of this law of our God, Tommy of heart. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He has done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We will obey the voice of the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. We will remember the name of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will surely perform all our vows that we have vowed. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. That's a powerful, most powerful statement. All these things are powerful. The call is powerful. The promises, powerful. All things, powerful. All these things are powerful things. Yes, they end saying here, the word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. That's the Gentiles' plan for today, for now. That's their plan. Their plan is made known by this document, the Gentiles' Declaration of Conversion. Through it, they make their plan known, and you hear it. You hear it coming from God. You who are not Gentiles, what are you doing? The Gentiles have stated what they will do. And they are bound to that statement. The Gentiles today are bound to that statement. Things already determined. I have talked about them. What are you doing? And you who are not Gentiles, you black people, what are you doing? What are you doing with this information? What are you doing now that the Lord God is physically present on the earth? What are you doing? The Gentiles speak about rejoicing and being glad for the great news of God's presence on earth, physical bodily presence on earth. And the Gentiles have dedicated themselves to certain works as declaring the work of God, serving God, rejoicing and being glad because of God, looking to God for salvation from the power of the wicked religion, Christianity, those things Christianity is found to be an evil. That which many people thought was for their good is for their ruin. Christianity has been abolished by the AVB. And by God, Christianity has been abolished. The Christian ministers are put down in the AVB. Okay, so that's the Gentiles' plan, the Gentiles' official statement or declaration of conversion. Have you converted? Have you converted? Have you turned to the law? In their statement, the Gentile statement of conversion, they speak about the law. They speak about the law. They say the law of our God is holy and just and good. They say they will walk in the law of God. Like people, where are you? What are you doing? Are you excited about the presence of God? The reality of God? The reality of God? God is real. God can be seen. You hear his voice, his physical voice. Not a spirit speaking to you. This is the living God talking to you at this time. That's what the Gentiles are talking about in their official declaration of conversion. The living God is here. The living God. And to date, to this day, God is on earth, and the hypocrites are still playing church. The hypocrites are still playing church, and the Bible's God is here on the earth and has revealed himself to the world by means of Blog Talk Radio, the internet, and the computer. God, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed himself. Wow. The Bible's God, the AVB, true and living God. God is alive at this present time. Let's see here. What is one of the first statements in the Gentiles' declaration of conversion? What did they say? They said this. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord liveth. We have found him. Of who's the him? Him who Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Look at your Bible. In the law. It talks about the Lord. The Lord. Let me read some statements coming from the law then. Just read some statements coming from the law. Let's see. Listen. Hear this, all ye people. The work of God is doing the talking here. In the reading, hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. This is the law of God. Or, this law is the way, walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. The law demands instant obedience. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. All the people shall hear and fear. Strangers shall submit themselves to me, says the word of God. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. There's a commandment that says be instant. The word of God demands instant obedience to the law. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the law talks about the Lord. The law is spoken to the people, and the law has to do with the people, their conduct toward God and God. Mm-hmm. be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. Listen, the Lord will do great things. He has done great things. I read them. You know, I read some of them in my reading of all things, some of the all things that I read. Okay. Those are the great things the Bible is talking about here. And I have done them. The evidence is clear. Tommy Elhart is God, according to all things. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. The Lord will do great things. He has done great things. He, God, the Lord, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Okay, I want statements that say the Lord. The Lord lives. He's just going through the law here. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy Elhart, is God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work of the Lord. He does all things. He has done all things well. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy Elhart. Ye shall receive, Tommy Elhart, the power having the designation of God. God, the Lord, Tommy Elhart, shall establish it the law forever. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy Elhart. He shall prevail against his enemies. That's scripture, that's the law. For the servant of the Lord, Tommy Elhart, must not strive against his Lord. Who is the servant of the Lord? The Gentiles are the professed servants of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. Whoso resisteth him, the Lord, resist this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Let him, Tommy Elhart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy Elhart. Carry out his judgments and wait on, serve thy God, Tommy Elhart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy Elhart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy Elhart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy Elhart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy Elhart, is the God. The law for the people talks about their Lord and God, who is found to be Tommy Elhart. I remember that statement. The Gentiles official declaration of conversion, they say, we have found him. That's exciting. That's exciting. We have found him. The one Moses and the law and the prophets did right. We have found him. God is with us. The verb can be added to the statement in Matthew 1:23, which as written says, God with us, the is installed in that verse. The verse is to be read now, and it reads in the law, in the Gentiles' declaration of conversion, it says, God is with us. Wonderful, exciting. The true God, the living God, Tommy Elhart. Okay, it's time I should turn my attention now to the outline. I'll do that at this time. Okay, here we are. Sunday, February 10, 2013. Let me say that again. Listen carefully. Make a note of this. Sunday, February 10th, 2013, this year, the Lord will take your calls. I want that to be an hour of taking and receiving your calls. Let me hear from you. call in, starting at the beginning of the program, call in at this number, guest number, for my program. Let me get it here. Oh, it's written. Yes, the Lord will take your calls. This is the guest call. Call-in number, the guest call-in number, 718-664-6262. Call in to Law Masters Broadcast Sunday, February 10th, 2013, when the Lord will take your calls. 718-664-6262. Things to remember, and you should remember that, okay? Things to remember here. One, the AVB is a law book. 1A, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, the Bible is a law book. It calls itself a law book. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law. 1B, Joshua 8:34, the book of the law. 1C, Nehemiah 8:3, the book of the law. 1D, Deuteronomy 29:21, this book of the law. 1E, Deuteronomy 31:26, this book of the law. This book is a reference to itself, the authorized version, in its entirety. This book of the law, the Bible, the authorized version, the AVB, is a law book. Two, God is here on the earth in bodily form. These are things to remember. Three, Tommy L. Hart has made known all things. Four, all things define God. Tommy L. Hart is the performer of all things. He who performs all things is God. That's Bible. Tommy L. Hart is the God which the AVB exalts, promotes, upholds, talks about so very much, and commands you to worship. In the AVB, all things is a weighty matter. I have made known to you all things. Now listen, does obedience to Bible law mean anything to you? Does the truth of Bible content mean anything to you? You are under the law. The Gentiles' law, the people's law, the law for the people is in effect. I read portions from it just a few minutes ago. The law is already in effect, making argument and opposition useless. It's already in effect. As I said before, the law being in effect is a fait accompli. It's already in effect, a thing already done, already in progress. And can't be stopped. Okay. Note, the information constituting that which is called the New Testament is simply a test of one's knowledge of that crucial information which is in the Old Testament. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is a fictitious character who went about deliberately and persistently breaking the law. He was a criminal who eventually was apprehended, tried, and put to death for his own sin. That is the gospel of Jesus. That is the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Christian minister is a cheat and a swindler. Questions of interest. Ecclesiastes 1:10, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? Acts 17:19, may we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? Statements of concern. 1, Psalm things. 2. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord, Tommy, your heart, give thee understanding in all things. 3. John 14:26. The Lord, Tommy, your heart, teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. I'm doing that now. I've spoken, I've taught on all things in preceding broadcasts, and now I'm bringing all things back to your remembrance again. 4, Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things. And 5, Luke 9:43, they wondered at all things. Is there anything new? Question. Is there anything whereof it can be said, see, this is new? Now, that statement is in the Old Testament. It has reference to the New Testament, that which is called the New Testament. In the New Testament, is there anything that is new to the Old Testament? Is there anything, any authoritative teaching in the New Testament that is not in the Old Testament? The Bible says there is not. Let me turn to that. Ecclesiastes 1. Okay. Ecclesiastes 1:10. Is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. It goes on to say, it has been already of old time, which was before us. In the preceding verse, it says, in verse 9, at the end of verse 9, there is no new thing. There is no new thing. The teaching of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's about an old thing. It's about the law. Remember the statement that I read just now, a few minutes ago, from the outline about Jesus, fictitious character, went about deliberately, repeatedly, persistently breaking the law, eventually caught by the authorities, tried, sentenced to death, put to death for his own sin. That's the law. I mean, that's the law won. The law won out. The law prevailed. That's an example of the prevailing law. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's a moral to the story. The law, it speaks to the prevailing law. The law was fulfilled in the character Jesus. So, is there anything new? What about the Spirit talking about the Spirit? The law doesn't say anything about the Spirit. So, this teaching what ministers do about the Spirit, that's new to the Old Testament. That's foreign to the Old Testament. It's not authoritative. If you think or call yourself to be led by the Spirit, then you are insubordinate to the law. You're out of order. It says you are not under the law. No, you are insubordinate to the law. You are to be, you are to obey the law. Spirit does not supersede law. Spirit does not supersede the law. The law prevails. That's the story of the Bible. That's the essence of the Bible. The law prevails. Even if one wants to call himself the Son of God, you know, in the fictitious story of Jesus, now the law prevails. with the spirit, the law prevails. The law is supreme. And if your so-called Christian minister, if your Christian minister is not teaching the law and the prevalence of the law, the prevailing law, and that you are under the law, you are subject to the law that I read from time to time on this program, I read certain parts of it today, then that preacher is a liar and a hypocrite, as the AVB says. The AVB says all the Christian ministers are hypocrites. They are all hypocrites, it says. All of them. Now, if the minister is a hypocrite, then what does that make the parishioner? Okay. The New Testament, what is called the New Testament, teaches authoritatively the same things that the Old Testament teaches. That's a point to remember. That's a major point to remember. In the New Testament, that which is called the New Testament, therein is taught the same weighty matter that is taught in the Old Testament. There is not a change. Point worthy of remembrance. Write it down. Look at it every day. Say it out loud. The same authoritative matter that with regard to the law in the Old Testament carries over and continues in and throughout what is called the New Testament. There is no new thing. What the scripture said, that's what it says. There is no new thing. I got through the outline. I didn't give all the information or speak on all the information I wanted to speak about, but I got through the outline. He who built all things is God. That's Hebrews 3:4. He who constructed all things, he who fulfilled all things is God. Tommy L. Hart fulfilled all things. Tommy L. Hart is the Bible's God. Tommy L. Hart is the AVB, the Authorized Version, Bible's God. Tommy L. Hart is the God which the AVB exalts, promotes, upholds, talks about so very much, and commands you to obey and worship. The readings that I did at the beginning of the program, to me, they are beautiful. Those are my works, some of my works which I read, and the Gentiles have said declaration of conversion about my works, that they are marvelous. It is said my work is marvelous. It is marvelous in the Gentiles' eyes. That can't be changed. It's written. That's what the Gentiles have said about my work. That's what the Bible says about my work. And it calls my work the work of God. My most delightful finding is that of finding out, realizing, realizing definitively that the Bible calls me God. And the Bible says, I am your God. That cannot be changed. What will you do with your God? A real God. Not like Tony won't. I don't have time to go there, so I will not go there. Tommy L. Hart is the real God, the Bible's God. He is your God. Remember the commandment coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which starts out saying, starting September 1, 2012, all people 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God a check in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy Hart. Remember that. Do that. The law says be instant. The law demands instant obedience. Incident obedience. Send a check, $30 check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Again, Tommy L. Hart, send it to and make it payable to Tommy L. Hart, address Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, Hepzibah, 30815. Be instant with that. Be obedient. Serve the Lord your God without delay. Join me next time, Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., for another edition of Lawmaster. Thank you. That is all for this episode. Thank you.